Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
We blast, we blast, we blast.
Hi, I'm Tia Brown with Provoking Thoughts. You're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, we take action.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. It is WeTalkRadio.com. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight. We're back in the building. Hello, man.
Hello. Welcome back, everyone, to the E-Man After Show.
It is the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight on the network. This is We Talk Radio Network, man. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out to all of you guys over there on Southern Soul, artists around the globe radio network. They're listening on the other side over there, Mandy. We want to appreciate each and every one of you. Man, I tell you, the phone lines are lighting up. The network is lighting mm-hmm. up on tonight. Why? Yes. Because it's Bible study night.
It is Bible study night.
Man, we back. Man, can you believe we're in November?
You know what? Time has passed, okay? Quickly.
Yeah, man, we almost into another year.
That's right.
How many more months we got?
After this one, it'll be one. We have the entire month of December, and we're just now starting out the month of November. So, but before you know, we will be there.
Yeah.
We will be into 2024.
Yes, and so shout out to all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight. Those of you on the network, why? Because every first Sunday night of the month, this is where we do Bible study.
Yes.
We just try to get a little word in.
That's right.
Yeah. We've been doing that since the first of the year. We just thought we would do a segment over here. We can somewhat call it Back to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get people back into the Word of God like they should.
That's right.
And so that's what we're doing on tonight. We'll see you guys coming, and we'll give you time to come in. Come on in.
Uh-huh.
Come on in to the network. They're coming in over there on Southern Soul, artists around the globe network. Listen, if you want to listen to us, you can go to www.southernsoulartistsaroundtheglobe.com. You can click on the E-Man After Show. You can listen to us live right now. We're live.
Yes.
Well, I believe that's another 160 countries that we're added to this global show, including France.
Yes.
And so if you're listening all around the globe, they are listening to We Talk Radio Network, the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the high-rise downtown Dallas.
Shout out.
We want to shout out to you guys that listen each and every Sunday night. We want to appreciate you guys that follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network. Why? Because we're on all social media, man.
We are.
Listen, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com because we're on all social media. Help me out with some of those other platforms, man.
Okay, so we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, Castbox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Deezer, and Podcast Addict. Yes.
Listen, and I love checking it out on Spotify. You can go back and download those apps and listen to the Mandy the Mentor Show just as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the E-Man After Show. We're on all those platforms. I check us out on Spotify over there.
All right now.
And to Southern Soul, all of you guys that hung out over there yesterday over at the Caldwell Center, you know, the blues show over there yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to thank all you guys that's coming in tonight. The phone lines are lighting up.
Mm-hmm.
The time ticker is going off. We are back for we broadcasting this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And we 1 hour behind. Normally, what would it be? 10 o'clock, right?
Right.
Yes, and so hopefully all of you guys got it together. Hope you ain't sleeping.
Wake up.
Yeah, you know why? Because this is a late show.
It is.
And it seems pretty late now, huh?
It does.
Yeah, it's just 9:10. It's your standard time. We are all around the globe. It's evening time somewhere. It's daytime somewhere. It's afternoon time somewhere. Nighttime somewhere. Because we are all around the globe. We want to appreciate you guys. Listen, we got a YouTube channel. You can follow us on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do you do that?
So guys, you would just hit that subscribe button. Also click the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio Network family upload new content.
Yes, and we appreciate you guys doing that. This is your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take it. We really listen. We talk a lot, but we listen. We be listening.
We listen. Yeah. We are active listeners.
Well, we appreciate all of you that's coming. We're giving you guys to come in to the network on tonight. Why, every first Sunday night, we have a segment over here that we have been doing since the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of great men and women of God to come on to teach us the word of God.
Right.
Just calling it back to the Bible, just getting back, and just to kind of motivate yourself. And, you know, we in our discussions or in our talking, we just figure that people, you know, when the pandemic came, they just kind of got out of the Bible.
Right. So we're trying to get back to the foundation, back to the basics.
Yeah, just the basic stuff on the Bible. It could help you out.
Yes.
And so we got Bible study teaching tonight.
We do.
Man, we have a young lady that's going to be teaching us on tonight. Yeah, she's a friend of mine. I've been knowing her down through the years. And she's Lady Tanisha Franchon Scaife.
Yes.
She's going to be teaching us the word on tonight. She's going to be inspiring our hearts on tonight. And I tell you, we see you guys coming in on the phone lines. We want you to come on around the network. Listen, you can call us here at 563-999-3456.
Mm-hmm.
And you can listen that way. You can click the link that's out there. Or you can go on the network. We see the time ticker is going off. We're giving you guys time to come in because she's going to be teaching us on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We just so peacock proud and high and happy and elephantly late to have Miss Franchon, Lady Franchon, with us on tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, she's from the Trinity Church here in this Cedar Hill, Texas, down here in Dallas, Texas. You know what Cedar Hill is out there off of 67. Yeah, she go to the Trinity Church over there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her pastor, Pastor Hennessy.
Yes.
Is that the drink? Is that
really?
Well, it's a drink called Hennessy, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, we know that.
Shout out to Pastor Hennessy.
We want to shout out to you, sir. Shout out to Pastor Hennessy and the First Lady over at Trinity Church of Cedar Hill, Texas. And this is where Franchon is. This is where she served at over there.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Franchon, and she's going to be teaching us the word of God on tonight. Man, let's talk a little bit about Franchon. Just give us a little overview of Franchon.
Yes, so Lady Tanisha Franchon, she is an entrepreneur, lifestyle model, writer, and she is the author of the book called I Am Not Afraid of You. She is a mentor for South Oak Cliff High School championship-winning girls basketball team. She also is involved with Eric Thomas, also known as Mastermind Extreme Program, and Fellowship of Christian Athletics Leaders.
Yeah, she got a lot going on.
She does.
Yeah, she's an entrepreneur. I mean, she wrote this book. You know, she's a writer and an author. She wrote a book. You know, I like the title of the book.
Me too.
I'm not afraid of you.
Right?
I'm going to have to ask you, what does that mean? I ain't afraid of you. That's a good topic. You know what
I'm
saying?
It is.
And so, I want you, she'll give us all the information where we can go and find that. We want to appreciate you guys coming in on the phone lines on tonight. And then she's a lifestyle model. You know, I know she model. She's into the fashion world. Then she an entrepreneur on her own company called Heaven's Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to appreciate her on tonight. She got a lot going on. She's she's a motivated speaker. Man, she's a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
She just got it going on. She's just doing it in her own right.
Right.
But the most important thing, she's a woman of God and she got a word in her mouth.
Amen.
And so she's a young lady. She's, you know, I see a lot of these young people, young ladies going for this new age, for this new millennium.
Mm-hmm.
And to all of you that's come up, boy, the phone lines are lighting up. The network is lighting up on tonight. Yeah, because we want you guys to come on in. Listen, if you want to have any questions for Sean and she teach on tonight, you can hit option one. We'll bring you in. We normally do a segment over here at 9:35 by Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell, but we'll skip that segment tonight because we don't want to interrupt Lady Franchon as she's teaching. You know, we want to see what God will put on her heart on tonight, because we recognize, you know, it's all about the psyche. And what we find out, you know, what you lay down on is normally what stays in your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, man, and those of you on the network, people, you know, they watch a lot of scary movies and stay in their psyche. There's a lot be going on, and they'll lay down and go to sleep on it.
Right.
But we figure if we give you the word of God or motivate you in some type of way, when you lay down and go to sleep, that word will be in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be in your head. It'll be in your mind. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to sleep a little well.
Right.
And so it's been that saying, what you do last, that's what you lay down on. So to all of you that's coming around the network, the E-Man After Show on tonight, and the Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network, we're going to give you a little word that you can lay down on tonight. Shout out to Pastor Johnny Smith.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pastor Kit Chris Harris. Shout out to all the pastors that's listening on tonight. Shout out to Pastor Kenneth Prox. We want to shout out to all of you pastors that's listening on tonight. Pastor Marvin Blackwell, all of you that's on the network. We want to appreciate you. You're listening to the E-Man After Show. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis. Miss Kia D.
Yes, shout out to Miss Kia D. She is the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, she is. And shout out to you, Miss Kia D. She's on the other side listening.
Yeah.
E-Man, I love the Bible studies.
All right now.
Because, yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, because we're all around the globe in different time zones.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't make it to church. Why? Because they probably had to work today, or they didn't make it into the house of the Lord or the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Some people stream online, but we thought we'd give you a little word so they tune in to the E-Man After Show.
Right.
You know, we're over here on We Talk Radio Network. We got some word for you on tonight. We getting ready to bring Miss Renshawn in. We don't know what she's teaching on tonight, but we know she got a word in her mouth. To all the young people, the young people are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
To all of you young people out there, you're from the age of, I would say from the age of 18 on up,
mm-hmm.
you just want to pay real close attention to this young lady because she just got a, you know, a unique way of speaking to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just appreciate her taking out time on her busy schedule to hang out with us, man, over here on the E-Man After Show.
Yes, we are excited about tonight.
So hopefully you guys be at church today, you know. Hopefully you got a word of God, you got some word on today, but if you didn't, we're getting ready to bring Miss Renshawn into the conversation. Man, the phone lines are lit up. Shout out to Southern Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to you, sir, over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Listen, you can go to Southern Soul, you can go to www.southernsoulartistsaroundtheglobenetwork.
Mm-hmm.
You can click on that emblem. You can listen to the E-Man After Show live as we speak.
That's right.
We're live. Well, I got some sad news. So, Renshawn, she's going to lift our spirits up on tonight.
Yes,
we got a little sad news to all of you out on the network. Our Dallas Cowboys lost today. The Cowboys, they lost. Boy, what a game. What a game. What a game. Man, we just jumped off the Mandy, the Mentor Show. Mandy is in the building. We was over there in Victoria. Boy, I tell you, shout out to Victoria. On last Sunday night, we talked to her about domestic violence, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, we ended up the month of October. But, yeah, the Cowboys, they didn't beat. So, to all of you Cowboys out there, maybe come back next Sunday night. We'll have some good news for them.
Right.
But tonight, we got some good news because we got the Word of God on tonight. We have Lady French, Tanisha Franchon Scapes. She's with us on tonight. She's from the Trinity Church over here in Cedar Hill, Texas. Pastor Henderson is her pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are peacock proud. We giving you guys, I can't stroll down no more. The phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up. Mandy, you ready to bring our guest in?
I am ready.
Let's see if we can bring Miss Renshawn in. I believe this is her number, 6866. She flagged. Hello, Renshawn. Is this you? Yeah, well, nobody knows.
Hello. This is me. Can you hear me okay?
I can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me? Oh, no, oh, no.
I can barely hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you now. Just a little better. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing well. Doing well. Okay.
Okay. Well, welcome to the E-Man After Show.
we're
excited to have you.
Thank you,
man. We're glad to have you on tonight, hanging out with us over here on the E-Man After Show. Mandy's in the building. Say hello to Mandy.
Hey, Mandy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Renshawn?
I'm doing really well. I'm excited.
Well,
we're
excited. We're excited to have you tonight.
Yes. The phone lines are lit up.
Mm-hmm.
We got people calling in all around the globe. We got both networks going. I'm looking at both switchboards. And, man, we just peacock proud, high and happy, and elephant elated to have you on tonight.
We are.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I'm really happy.
Switchell, how long I've been knowing you? For a minute, huh?
Oh, my gosh. At least, I don't know, 20-something years.
20-28. How long the Potter's house been here? Well, I met you like 27 years ago, and you was a young lady in youth, and you was just you was modeling, you was doing praise dancing, you was doing all of that type stuff. And
wow. In the youth department.
Right. And then I remember shooting a video for you. What did I shoot a video for you for? You was getting ready to go on some TV show, right?
I think it was called Becoming or something. It's not on anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, well, down through the years, and man, I tell you, out of all the stuff, I know you own your own company, which is Heaven's Jewel. And shout out to your little daughter, Heaven, if she's listening on the network tonight. Shout out to you, Heaven. We want to shout out to your dad if he's listening. Shout out to all the folk over there at Trinity Church over in the Cedar Hill, Texas there. It must be all these people on the line tonight. Yeah, we want to shout out to them on the network and on the phone lines on tonight. Yes, yes. Well, from Sean, you know, I'm just a peacock proud because, you know, I had an opportunity to listen to you teach, and it was just amazing. And so I decided I'd bring you on because I know these young people and this new millennium, this new generation need this kind of word. So me and Amanda, we'd be sitting back in the cut, just chilling tonight. We're going to be listening to what God done put on your heart. That listen, the network is lit up. If you guys, you know, you will have any questions after Finshawn teach on tonight, you can hit option one. Mm-hmm. We'll bring you in to the conversation after she finished teaching. And to Mr. Fred Bell, if you're on the line tonight, you know, we'll bypass your segment. And to all the Fred Bellites, come back next Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we got some word going on tonight. Well, Finshawn, man, do you have anything else?
Not at this moment. We're ready.
We're ready. Well, Ms. Finshawn, you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? Well, listen, we're gonna turn this show over to you. Me and Amanda be on mute. We'll be back in the cut, you know, just checking it out. And if don't nobody hit option one, we'll come back in and do a summary and a wrap up and go from there. But, you know, you can go in your own way and just let the Lord use you. And thank you for teaching us tonight.
Yes, thank you.
It's all yours, Michelle.
All right. Father God, thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for the hearts of Eldridge, of E-Man, and Mandy. I just pray that you would just move me out of the way, that my words would land on the hearts of all that are listening and all that are listening to the replay as well. I just pray that your words would just go into the trenches and would just flush out any nastiness and just do what you do, God, because you do all things well. I thank you so much for what you're doing and what you have done and what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, it's all yours.
The title, it's interesting that you just brought up the Cowboys and they're losing today. The title of what I'm going to be talking about today is, Are You a Good Loser? Yeah. Are you a good loser?
Hmm.
And the scripture reference is going to be Matthew 5:4. Now, this is a passage of scriptures that we call the Beatitudes. So Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And then when we drop down to verse 8, it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm tying those two together because they both have to do with the heart.
Mm.
That's my scripture reference. Now, you talked about the Cowboys, and in my notes, I was thinking about sportsmanship. Now, growing up, I didn't really play a whole lot of sports. I only played the ones that they made us play in PE, but I was a part of dance and band and choir, which we had competitions and stuff like that. So sportsmanship and being a team player and all that stuff was very important in those activities. Now, everyone wants to win. Whenever you go to competition and whatever you do in life, you want to win. I think that you really want to win. But the question tonight is not about winning. The question tonight is, what kind of loser are you? When you don't win the game, the football game, the game in business, the game in relationships, the game in just something not working out in the way that you want it to, how do you react? Are you a good loser? Now, any athlete will tell you that when it comes to sportsmanship, there's a couple of things that are really, really important. And the first one is going to be respectful. Respectful of yourself, of your teammates, and even of your opponent. And some of us forget about that. When you're playing against someone, still to be respectful of even your opponent, to be willing to learn. A lot of athletes will tell you that even after they win or lose a game, they're going to go back and they're going to look at that video. They're going to sort through that game, what worked, what didn't work. Even before the next game starts, they're going to study their opponent. They're going to get their game plan together. It is important to always seek what you are to learn from that experience. From each game of life, what are you supposed to be learning? That's important when you're thinking about your sportsmanship and how good of a loser are you. Number three, to have self-control. This is an opportunity to practice self-control. Some people, when they lose a game or lose a relationship or lose the job, they go totally off, throw things, throw a hissy fit, act like a toddler, okay? That is not what we should be doing. We should be practicing self-control. And it's not easy sometimes because there's fear that comes in. There's worry and doubt that comes in. There's anger that comes in. And that's normal. We have emotions. But to be able to control your emotions and build up that muscle of self-control is really, really important. Now, after a game, particularly baseball, I remember, the two teams have to both walk across the field, this long line, and they each have to shake each other's hands. I think that's really interesting. You just were so competitive with this game. You may have won or you may have lost, depending on which team you were on. But nevertheless, you have to show good sportsmanship, and you have to shake the hands of each one of those players.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. When you're thinking about blessed are those who mourn or lose something, because generally, if we're mourning, it's because we've lost something. If you're grieving, it's because you've lost a loved one, or you've lost, like I said, a job or a business deal, and it could be something that your business was going to grow so much with it, you were excited about it, you thought you had all the things in line, it was going to be a great fit for you, but they decided to go in a different direction. And there's some mourning that happens with that. But God tells us that we are blessed to mourn. So with that, it's important to note, how do you experience loss? In America, a lot of times I notice you can go to have like go to a funeral, and let's just say you get a couple hours off, you can go to a funeral during your lunch and then go on back to work. We really don't give ourselves that much time to mourn. How do you even experience pain?
Mm-hmm.
Do you cover it up and ask, mm-hmm. oh, I'm good? Ain't no wrong with me. I'm good. You know, I'm living my best life, knowing you going home and crying, if you even do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you even do that. Because some people don't even do that. They just keep themselves busy until they're totally exhausted and they just go to sleep.
Right.
But it's important to make sure that we are experiencing these things, because it's not like if you don't experience it or give it time to breathe that it's not there. It's there. Yeah, it's there. We see the results in our society. We see the results of people going through pain and going through loss and not mourning, not grieving. We see the anger. We see the road rage. We see the stress. We see sickness. We see illness. All these things can be a result of not allowing yourself to process through pain and to process through loss. Even when it comes back to the job situation, you can lose someone and there is no mandate. There's no federal law. There's nothing that says to your employer, you have to give this person a couple days off to let them grieve their loved one. Now, you can take those days off if you want, but there's nothing in the law, in the U.S. at least, that says that you have to do that. Now, in other countries, they tend to be a little bit more open, and they tend to be not as much rush, let's just get back to business as usual. They actually take time to cry, to the sadness, all of the phases of grief. And that's important because if we don't mourn, how can we be comforted? It says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. That means after you mourn, then you shall be comforted. But if you don't ever mourn, then how are you to be comforted? So these are the things that break our hearts. These are the things that affect us and how we live out our lives. There's another scripture in the Bible, and I know, you know, he was the wisest man, so I think we can trust this. In Proverbs 4:23, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And another version says, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. And even with that version of it, watch over your heart with all diligence. That means it's going to take some work. That means I know it's a 24/7 thing to watch over your heart. Because in this crazy world, we're all human and we have all these things going on. You can get offended so fast. You can get hurt so fast. And it can be something small or something big. It can be somebody just cutting in line at the coffee shop. And you're like, what does she think she's doing? You know, you can get all offended. And then your heart is affected by that. And then you go about your day tripping out or being mean to other people. But it's important to be diligent with our hearts because that's how we treat other people. That's how we're going to be affecting really deep. That's how we're going to be affected for the rest of our lives. So it's important to make sure that we are being diligent over our hearts, and that we are making sure that we are going to God to help us to process through when we're mourning so that we can be comforted. And that also we can, with the other scripture, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I'm going to go back to that because we can't keep our hearts pure. We're humans, you know. We cannot keep our hearts pure. That is a God thing. That is a Holy Spirit thing. He is the creator of our hearts. He is the comforter of our hearts. And he is the one that can dig deep if we let him. He's the one that can dig deep and heal those things that we don't even hardly remember. You know, it can be something from your childhood. And God would be like, yeah, remember that thing way back then? You know, I'm digging deep and I'm healing those places. And that's what creates the pure heart. And with that, this is how we see a whole nother aspect of God. I am nearsighted. So I wear my glasses or contacts so that I can see things better close up. Okay. So I can look at a person from far away if I don't have my glasses on, and I can see, you know, their frame. I can see this is where your face is. I can see what colors you have on and stuff like that, okay? I can see okay, but when we, and that's sometimes how we view God. Oh, he's God way over there. He was God to them. He blessed them. He healed them. Oh, yeah, they're a friend of God. That's great. But when we bring him near to us and we let him into our broken places and we go to him with our grieving so that he can comfort us, that's when we're going to see him close up. The magnifying glass. That's like our glasses. So we can see him so close while he's healing us and while he's cleaning us out and giving us a pure heart. This is how we see him, closer than ever before and more than you've ever seen before when you bring him close. Guarding your heart and filtering life through your heart. Whether or not you know it, we really have to keep our hearts healthy. A lot of times, you know, as I get a little older, you know, going and checking your blood pressure. You know, we're all about that because we want to stay healthy. And if you have a high blood pressure, that's not great. And super duper low blood pressure, that's not great either. But we check it. But how often do we do heart checks for our spirit, for our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions? How often are we doing heart checks? Do we just go through our life, go through our day, through our week, at our job, with customers and all of that, without checking our heart? A lot of times we do. A lot of times we're so busy, rushing, doing this, doing that, taking care of kids, you know, parents, whatever else that you have to do in traffic, and we're not checking our hearts. This is important. Even in our prayer time, if we ask God to uncover those things in our hearts that we may not even be mindful about. The scripture says to guard your heart. It doesn't say shut your heart off, okay? It also doesn't say open up your heart to everybody that you ever meet, okay? It says guard your heart. So a guard is going to determine who gets in, how long they stay in, how far they go in, and this is what we should be doing with our hearts. Really being diligent and determining what is going in and what is not permitted. And that's not only a person. That's our eye gates, our ear gates. That's the music. That's the movies. That's all of the things that we can take into our being. Many times, if we have not been good stewards over our hearts, we see those results in our relationships. We see them through, you know, broken relationships, broken families. We wonder why we can't get along with people or why certain people really irritate us or why relationships fail. Maybe it's because you're not doing heart checks, number one, and also allowing your heart to heal by taking those hurts that someone may do to you and taking it to God so that he can comfort us and heal us and give us a pure heart so that we don't act out of that hurt with other people. Now, everything flows from the heart. So why are you so angry? And I know I already talked about this, but it's really, really important. Check your heart. Why can't you receive love? Why can't you give love? Some people can't even take a compliment. Why not? Check your heart. Why are we so easily offended, even in the church, especially in the church? We're so easily offended.
Amen.
I can be offended in a second.
Amen.
Why? a lot of it comes from things that happened way before. Someone's just opening a wound that was never quite healed. And ultimately, yes, it is God who heals us, but he also kind of holds our hand if we let him. And I keep saying that because he is a gentleman. And the more that our world shuts him out, we see the results. We see hurt people walking around and hurt people hurting people. But left to our own devices, we have very limited knowledge. We cannot know all of the devices and all of the history from generation to generation to generation, but the Holy Spirit knows. He knows, and he can guide us through those things. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I'm going to ask the question again. Will you be a good loser? Will you allow the creator of your heart to show you how to handle your heart, how to hold your heart? Are you a good loser? Now, here's what it would be good for you to do. I'm not going to, you know, command for you to do it, but I implore you to do it, to be a good loser. So in this life, you're going to have wins, yes, but you're also going to have losses. Take the time to mourn the losses, to learn from the losses, to grow from the losses, and allow God to come close and to comfort you.
Mm-hmm.
Allow him to hold your heart. So with this, see him like you've never seen him before. And that is all I have for tonight.
Amen. Awesome.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. It was awesome. Awesome word.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys coming in on the phone line. We mm-hmm. see you guys coming in. Well, we see you on the phone line. We see you on the network on tonight. Sorry to you, Fred Bed, I actually called in. All over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Man, we just finished listening to 30 minutes of just
Play
some
for sure.
plain teaching about
yes.
the heart.
Yes, very impactful mm-hmm. teaching. This definitely was a self-examination message.
Yes.
It was definitely sweet and
to the point.
Yeah, a lot of grace, though, given with a lot of grace.
Mm-hmm.
But I really connected to the word on tonight. You know, I loved all of the word. You know, I loved when she went out of the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he said, bless those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I love the practicality that Lady Frashawn brought to the message on tonight, you know, of being human, giving ourselves the space to mourn so that the Lord can come in and comfort us. You know, she asked a question. She said, if we do not mourn, how can we be comforted? You know,
mm-hmm.
how can God come in? You know, and a lot of times we do put those walls of the fence up. We do say, as she stated earlier, that I am okay. You know, we keep moving, you
mm-hmm.
know, but we don't be real with ourselves
mm-hmm.
so that God can come in and operate in the truth, which, you know, we are moaning, and he can do something about it, which is comfort us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell you, just an awesome, awesome teaching from Sean. Are you there?
I am here.
Yeah, just an awesome teaching on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We want to appreciate you, man. Are you a good loser?
Are you a good loser?
Are you a good loser out there? That's the question on the floor. And what kind of loser are you? You know, she began to dip and dab into talking about the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's very important that we hear with our heart, because basically she's was sharing, pay attention to your heart. Your
mm-hmm.
heart is always speaking.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times we say we hear with our ears and
mm-hmm.
we hear with our eyes and our attitudes. But, you know, God hears the heart. You know, it's funny to me as she was talking, because when you spell the word heart out, it's H-E-A-R-T, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you lose the H and the T, what does that spell? That that spells ear.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to hear with your ear.
Right.
And so those of you that's on the network on tonight, that's on the phone lines on tonight, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you, saying to the church. How are we really hearing? How, when you losing,
mm-hmm.
it ties somewhat into what Bishop Jakes was teaching today, the principles of circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
When things are being cut off,
mm-hmm.
how do you respond? Mm-hmm. How do you react to when you do lose that job?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do the food? you understand what I'm saying? How do you really grieve? How do you hear when you grieve? How do you examine your heart?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what is it they say? The heart beat every 50-some seconds a minute. You know, just think if your heart stopped beating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So check your heart. Make sure you are examining from a good place, you know, from
right.
the heart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For Sean, just a powerful.
Yes.
It's so much meat in it, you know, especially when she's talking about mourning.
Yeah.
You know, I know she's all three of us in the same category. You lost your mother, Mandy. I lost mine, and Friend Sean lost hers.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
you know, and we all went to therapy. And understanding, when I went to my therapy, they talk about proper grieving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How do you really properly, because I didn't think it was a such thing, what is proper grieving?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Taking the time to really process what happened.
Right.
Why? Because mm-hmm. if not, it affects your heart. It can make you angry. It can make you bitter.
Mm-hmm.
It can, all of that can get into the heart and bleed over to where when somebody, if she was speaking, when somebody trying to love you, they don't even know how to accept love.
Right.
You know, just so much in this one, Sean.
It's a lot.
Yes, we want to appreciate you.
Yes, we do. We definitely appreciate it. She came with a lot. I love the accountability part about when she said it takes work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It takes work to guard our heart with all diligence. And I love, Rashawn, how you stated about putting a guard over our hearts but not shedding people out.
Right, right.
Because we, you know, sometimes you hear a person say they're protecting their heart, but it's in that way, right? It's out of emotion. But she described the healthy way of protecting our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. We see you guys on the phone lines tonight. Listen, if you guys have any questions or just any encouragement that you like to encourage Friend Sean on to later, Friend Sean on tonight, or you have any question, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation because she just, in 30 minutes, you know, we're dealing with the heart.
We're dealing with the heart.
Yeah, just an awesome teaching on to, man, this Bible study is getting good and good and good.
Right?
Friend Sean, I don't know if that's
good.
A word, but that's...
it is today.
Huh? Yes.
I said so, it is today.
Good and gooder. And you know, and then it also ties into, I know we into the Thanksgiving month. November
mm-hmm.
is Thanksgiving month.
Mm-hmm.
And we are challenging ourselves. And for Sean, I know you're doing this 100 day, what is it, gratitude of a challenge that you got going on. You know, talk to me a little bit about that, for Sean. What is that all about?
You know, it's just a matter of keeping the perspective in the right place. Just
mm-hmm.
thinking about things that I'm grateful for just any given day, and
mm-hmm.
large or small, you know, it can be anything, and keeping that in the forefront of my mind, and then also sharing it with others, because I think that it's really powerful for us to share things with each other, because
mm-hmm.
we're all living this thing called life on earth, and just reminding each other that there is something to be grateful for, and even
mm-hmm.
if it's just, you know, someone smiling at you, or opening the door for you at the grocery store or something like that, to be thankful for those things and to really
right.
think on those things and to
right.
put your perspective and your focus there.
Yes. And in all of that, still guarding your heart.
Yes.
Mandy?
Oh, no. Going back to the pure in heart,
mm-hmm.
and I was listening to our Lady Fashawn as you were speaking, I thought about, honestly, you know, when she gave the scripture, though, you know, she had my undivided attention, but she really had my attention because that's in my prayer time. That's been one of the prayers, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then I believe that we always going through reconstruction spiritually. And that's been one of the prayers for me, is the pure in heart prayer, Lord, because he said the pure in heart shall see God, mm-hmm. you know, and we go through different things daily, you know, and things sometimes seep in. And as you stated, Lady Fashawn, we don't always know. It takes the Holy Spirit to reveal those things. So that really penetrated on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows me that God is definitely speaking, you know. And I honestly believe that in where we are right now, that's where a lot of us are at, you know, due to the different experiences and just different hits that we have taken also.
Right, right. And just so powerful. So those of you that's on the network over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network, and those of you on We Talk Radio, she came from Matthew chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could read that and really get into it. And we are challenging you to go back and study,
right.
you know, study. I mean, God have given her insight what to share on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But we provoke and prevail you to go back in and get what you need out of it along with what you heard on tonight. Then you can go over there to Proverbs 4:23 where she began to talk about dealing with the heart.
Yes.
And so take those scriptures, you know, meditate on them all week long, you know, dissect them and continue to study them, because – you know, it's always somebody on the network. You may not think you need it now, but trust me, you'll need it later.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, anytime God is given a word, a lot of times we may not think it's for us at that particular moment, but keep living. Eventually, I mean, this whole word will pop back up in your, you know
if,
what I'm saying?
If we didn't get anything else, when she mentioned offenses, I mean, the mm-hmm. word of God tells us offenses are going to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're all going to face offense. So,
yes.
I mean, I know we all can gravitate. I gravitate to a lot, but I know we all can gravitate to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just to add on to what you were saying, Eman,
mm-hmm.
about the message on tonight.
Yes, yes. And so, Lady Fashawn,
can I add something also?
Go ahead.
Just to say that when this happens for me, whenever mm-hmm. I hear the word of God, it's important to put something into action that
mm-hmm.
is, you know, reflected by that word, because it's easy to hear something and it kind of, you're like, oh yeah, and then it floats away like quickly. So
mm-hmm,
to
right.
put some type of action to it very soon, very quickly.
Yeah.
To have it to stick.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, I definitely agree. Mandy?
No, absolutely. Yeah. The seed was planted, and we have to nurture it, because the enemy steals the seed, right,
mm-hmm.
if we don't guard it and nurture it. So absolutely, we have to put, however the Holy Spirit is revealing to us tonight, put it into action.
And, you know, I always say since we've been doing this Bible study at the first of the year, you know, put yourself in the story.
Yes.
How do you see you in this particular teaching?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think each and every one of us on the network, on the phone lines, because the time ticker is going off the network, the phone lines are lit up. How do you see yourself in this story? Ask yourself that question, because we sit around the domino table
mm-hmm.
and we talk about health. She was talking about health. We, you know, just in the natural, we got to take care of our bodies in the natural, take care of the natural heart. She talked about high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll check it.
Right.
She mentioned high blood pressure is not good and low blood pressure is not good.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you got to check your heart in the natural, you definitely got to check your heart in the spiritual.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Is your blood pressure too high in the spiritual? Is your blood pressure too low in the spiritual?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might need to get it checked with the washing of the word of God.
Yes.
Why? Because mm-hmm. once you get this word, he can regulate your blood pressure in the spirit realm.
Right.
I'm not talking about your natural heart. I'm talking about your spiritual heart, because
mm-hmm.
most people can't hear with the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because God pays attention to the heart. It is the heart that God listens to, and it's the issues of life that flows out of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so as she was just speaking on tonight, there's so much good meat into this, you know. I think me and Mandy Fashawn and those of you guys on the network, when we sit back and listen and just get different perspectives of how people teach,
mm-hmm.
we just get excited about the word.
Right?
You know, it's always amazing to me because I'm always listening to the minds of people that's teaching, just to hear how they think.
Right.
how they process what they, you know, because we're not all monolithic. We don't all think alike.
Right.
You know, and right. what someone else got out of it tonight, maybe something totally different than what I got out of it. But one thing, if you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, in tune with God, whatever you got going on in your life, you should be able to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, since
yes.
we are the church. And so, Lady Fashawn, I can hear God speaking because I know how he talks to me. You
Amen.
Know what I'm saying? And most of the time, he's talking through words that when other people are teaching, they have no idea. It's like you were sharing about what you pray.
Yeah. I mean, this just what in of course we go down that road, but
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about just really like a very intentional for the last past, 4 weeks now?
Mm-hmm.
And that's every day that has been a prayer. So it was right on point. God was just on point tonight. He definitely spoke to me.
Yeah. And so guard your heart, and no matter who you are, you always got to guard. You got to know what you let it in, know who you let it in. You know, it's a whole lot, especially in the body of Christ.
Right.
Christian.
Right.
You got to know, you know, when you agree there for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, we want to thank you on tonight, Lady Fashawn.
Yes.
You know.
Thank you,
man,
guys.
You,
I really enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it. Well, talk to me a little bit about this book you have written. The name of your book is, what is the name of your book? I got
I'm
it
not
here
afraid.
Somewhere. I'm
not
afraid,
afraid
of
you.
What did you come up with that title? What is that all about? You sound like you're trying to jump on somebody. I ain't afraid of you. What were you saying when you wrote that book?
So it is a children's book, actually.
Oh, okay.
And mm-hmm. it's all It's all about not being afraid of naysayers, basically. Anyone that would speak against who you are and against
mm-hmm.
your purpose, against what God created you to do and be,
mm-hmm.
it's saying, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of. In the book, it's like, I call them shadowy figures. So that can be anything. That can be negative
okay.
words. That can be, you know, friends. That can be even parents. That can be anything
mm-hmm.
that would speak against who God created you to be. That's what it's all about. And it was actually birthed from a dream that I had.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, if somebody wanted to find it, but where would they find that book?
Amazon.
If they wanted to purchase the book.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. And, it's just under I'm Not Afraid of You by Fashawn Scaife.
Okay. And so they can just go to Amazon and I'm Not Afraid of You by Fashawn Scaife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To those of you on the network, if you want a good read, you want to, because we had another guest on, I believe it was Deanne Lack. You know,
mm-hmm.
she did a lot of children's books,
mm-hmm.
you know, just powerful. And these are some good reads, you know. And so go to Amazon. And
yes.
Maybe you can get it for someone for Christmas. Christmas is coming up.
It is.
It could be a good Christmas gift, you know. And so,
yeah,
Lady Fashawn,
just real quick, I wanted to say that, you know, a lot of things that we learn in childhood or we're supposed
mm-hmm.
to learn in childhood, these are life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you are buying it for a child, don't think it's only for a child. Because
okay.
these things about not being afraid of you and, you know, learning how to attack when something is coming up against you, we all go through that. You're going to go through
mm-hmm.
it throughout your whole life. So,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so awesome. So awesome.
It is.
Well, man, this has been another great episode, another great Bible study over here on the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We want to thank the We Talk family. We want to thank all of you guys that's listening on tonight on the behalf of me and Mandy, the mentor, you know, my little chocolate chip over there. We want to thank you guys that hang out with us every Sunday night, you know, for Bible study.
Yes.
You know, we've been doing this, friend Sean. And one of the reasons why we was doing this, Bishop T.D. Jakes, our pastor, he challenged us watch night. He
mm-hmm.
said, we're going into 2023, and what are you going to give God back? And so for Sean, around the domino table, we would just have to have conversations, and people would quote scriptures out of heresy, and just then, you know, it made me wonder, you know, if people really studying the Bible.
Mm.
And so we came up with a concept, and we tried it. We talked to the owners over here on the station. I said, I want to do a Bible study. They said, you can do whatever you want to do, E-Man. Rashawn, when they told me that, we sat down and we structured it, you know, where we just wanted to have, I may not be using the UN, you got Dr. Amanda, you got Rashawn over there, which is a mentor just as well. Y'all can help me out. You know, I may not be using the right. I just wanted to use common people. And what I mean by that, you know, we know the big preachers and all that type of stuff. We wanted people where we can be relative, where we can sit around the domino table and people hear from people, look, you know, just like me and you up close. You know what I'm saying? And so mm-hmm. out of that, friend Sean, we have had different pastors and deacons to come on and just teach us the word of God and women of God to come on. Dr. Amanda be teaching next. You'll be teaching next month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're teaching in December, teaching us the word of God. And friend Sean, what we decided to do it, which we going back to the table because I done ran out of months because next month we got Elder Cummings, one of my elders, you know, mm-hmm. he's supposed to be teaching at the end of this month. Then we got you, Amanda. Then we got my brother at the end of December.
Okay.
And that's really it. But I got so many pastors want to do this for Sean. So what we was going to do, we wanted to pick someone to teach in 2024. It could be you, for Sean.
Mm-hmm.
But
could be.
Yes.
But what we think we're going to do is come back another year. Because I got pastors, because you know, for Sean, you know how this go. People check it out for a minute to see if it's going to take. You know how we are. And since it have taken off, people are really excited about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I would like, because everybody, you know, I tell men that all the time, we all opportunities in some type of way. I just love to give a person the opportunity. Come on and just keep this word going, and then maybe in 2025, if God afford it, then we'll pick somebody. We going back to the bargain table. We got to sit down with the powers that be and see how we're going to structure it for 2024. But we want to appreciate each and every pastor that have came on so far, each and every person that took the time out on a Sunday night. Because for Sean, what me and Mandy found out, this is a great market over here on Sunday night. We didn't know it was going to be this good on Sunday night. You know?
I'm so glad. I'm glad you guys said yes.
You glad we said yes?
Yes.
Yes.
To Sunday and to doing the show. And all
oh,
the show.
Oh, okay.
The show.
I was like,
the show.
Oh, okay. I missed it. My bag. Yeah. I mean, you know, because, you know, we sit down and we structure and we have so many meetings and we talk about so much. And in these shows, we keep coming up with segments and, you know, me being a producer and for the shows, I pitch them. And this is how we ended up on Southern Soul and getting ready to go on West Golden in California. Why? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, part of it is we're getting the word out, but part of it, we just want to come around the domino table and just have real dialogue. You know, when you're talking about heart issues,
mm-hmm.
because issues flow from our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just be who you are around the domino table without putting any airs on and being something that you don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In this last and evil days. But on tonight for Sean, the question on the table once again, are you a good loser and what kind of loser are you?
Mm.
Are you an outrage yep. loser? You know, examine your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I take away from it. You know, I mean, yeah, the Cowboys lost today. You know what I'm saying? We'll know tomorrow at work what kind of loser a lot of people are. Yes. And so to those of you that's on the network on tonight, examine your heart, examine your spiritual heart just
yes,
as well.
Yes.
When you don't get your way, do you pout like she talked about? Do you pout like a kid?
Mm.
Because, you know, God is not Santa Claus at the end of the day.
Right.
And a lot of times we have a plan and God has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we pout. Why? Because we don't understand God is God. And we get upset about the things that he's guarding our heart and protecting us from.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get it at the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and just like Bishop Jakes was preaching today, he was talking about principle of circumcision. Sometimes God cuts things off. You ought to be thankful.
Right.
That he did cut some people out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. And so, Frishawn, we appreciate you on tonight.
We do.
We thank you so very much for stopping by the E-Man After Show and just blessing our hearts and our listeners' heart on tonight.
Well,
yes,
I was
ma'am.
Glad to do it, and I appreciate God for just using me, and I appreciate you guys for giving me the opportunity.
Well, we are Peacock Proud and Hyena Happy and Elephant Elated that you hung out with us on tonight. And,
yes.
Man, if you don't have any parting words, maybe from Sean, you had somebody listening because the phone, like, there must be some Cedar Hill people. I don't know. Well, because we broadcast down in the Dallas-Fort Worth. I don't know nobody's numbers, and IQ don't give names, so I wouldn't know the numbers anyway. And the phone lines are lit up. No one has hit option one. And so maybe, Frishawn, you want to do some shout-outs or you want to thank a few people. You could take the moment to do that. And we're going to get ready to wrap the show up. But we got to go to 11 o'clock. We're just going to play music, Frishawn, and talk a little bit. But you can do that at this moment.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure who all actually tuned in and who didn't. I did post on social media. By the way, on both Instagram and Facebook, it is Fanshawn Scaife. Fanshawn Scaife on both of those. So that's – oh, it's on the flyer. So I won't spell it out, I guess. But, I guess just anyone who tuned in, I appreciate you. Feel free to hit me up on social media, and if you have any comments or any just anything to say, or just let me know that you actually did tune in, since I'm not sure who did and who did not, so that I can actually properly thank you and give you like a specific shout out. But thank you, anyone who is listening, and I hope that you were blessed, and I hope that you take some nuggets and actually apply it to your life.
Yes, yes. Well, we want to thank you. Thank you guys and all of you that Frishawn followers that's listening on tonight. Reach out to her. Let her know that you heard her on tonight, and then reach out to her on all social media. Well, Frishawn, we want to thank you on tonight.
Yes,
you
thank
know,
you.
You know, it's normally 11 o'clock, so I know it's your bedtime. So are you up this late on Sunday night, Frishawn?
I may be up, but I'm not too active. But I took a nap earlier, so.
Oh, you ready for the night, huh? Okay. I understand. Because it's normally, 11:10 right about now, you know. So appreciate this hour. God is good. Well, thank you once again, and I want to appreciate you. Want to shout out to your pastor, Pastor Henderson.
Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Pastor Hennessy, if you're listening.
His wife, Becky.
Huh?
Yes. And his wife, Becky.
Yeah. Well, shout out to you guys if you're listening to your lady friend Sean, your member on tonight. She blessed our hearts. Shout out to the Trinity Church family, those of you that may be listening on tonight. And we want to appreciate you guys for coming in. Well, for Sean, we want to thank you once again on tonight. We're going to let you go. We're going to jump into some music. We'll come back and wrap this show up on the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Good night, Frishawn.
Good night.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to The Sound.
Clap your hands. I get to kick it with the fellas. My kind of music.
Whoa, fellas have to say,
Lord, yes. God's going to turn it around. Yes, that's Tim Rogers and the fellas. God's going to turn it around. We'll see you guys on the phone lines on tonight on the network. It's the E-Man After Show. Listen, God's going to turn it around no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what's going on in your life. Know that God is going to turn it around. It's the E-Man After Show. We want to thank Lady Quinshawn. She stopped by the E-Man After Show on tonight. She blessed our hearts. You know, she talked about, are you a good loser? Yes. Are you a good loser? What kind of loser are you? If you losing in life, know that God is getting ready to turn around. Come on, Pastor Tim. Come on, the fellas. We are having church on tonight.
Let's do it. Yes, sir. Come on. I see you clapping. Come on. Yes, sir. The song goes like this.
God is the joy and the strength of my life. To keep me, never to leave. Oh,
up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back. We're back in the building. Man, over here shouting hallelujah.
Right.
Yes. Shout out to Pastor Tim Rogers and the fellas on tonight. Uh-huh. Man, we're just having a blessed Sunday night. We want to appreciate all you guys that's coming in. I mean, that's in on the phone line, that's in on the network on tonight. I want to thank you for hanging out with us for another great episode, man.
Yes.
Been a great show, huh?
It has been a great show.
Yes. We want to thank Lady Frenchon for stopping by the E-Man After Show, mm-hmm. teaching us the Word of God. To all of you that call in to listen to Fred Bell on tonight, encouragement for your soul, come back next Sunday night.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be running that segment. He encouraged our heart each and every Sunday night at 9:35. We'll be running that. And ladies and gentlemen, all month long, it's the month of November, it's Thanksgiving.
It is.
Yeah. Well, you being thankful, you don't have to really wait till the 24th for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah, we doing Thanksgiving month on the E-Man After Show and the Men to the Mentor Show all month long. You just want to call us up and want to be grateful, want to be thankful. You are able to do that all month long over there on the Men to the Mentor Show and on the E-Man After Show. Why? Because, man, we all can have some gratitude of what God have done for each and every one of us, right?
That's right.
Yeah, man, we know you're grateful in this season, in this hour that you're living in. You should be thankful.
Yes.
Man, if you ain't got nothing to be thankful for, I can know a few things that you can be thankful for. Just to be living, just to feel your heart.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And we're doing that all month long. Why? Because we on the Man of the Mentor Show over there on Blog Talk Radio, we're doing a Thanksgiving show.
Yes.
That's Thursday morning. And then I think we're going out to the Cowboys game.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
So we're gonna do a Thanksgiving service. Then we're going to eat good, and then we're going to see the Cowboys live. I'm taking you to see the Cowboys, man.
All right, now.
Yeah, we're going to – yeah, you ain't went to see the Cowboys, and I don't know how long, huh?
It's been a long time. It was the Texas Stadium.
Oh, wow.
Last time I went to a Cowboys game.
Oh, you ain't been to the new stadium?
I have not – no.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and our new stadium is over there in Arlington, Texas.
Well, I've been to the stadium, but not for the game, the Cowboys game.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wait a minute. Not for the Cowboys game.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we should be over there Thanksgiving to watch the Cowboys. They're playing this Thanksgiving. They play every Thanksgiving. So me and Amanda have an opportunity to go to the game this year, and so we're going to do Thanksgiving service on your show, and then we're going to eat good. And then head out to the game. We'll be some Cowboy fans.
All right.
So we're going to enjoy that. And hopefully you're going to plan, no matter what you're doing, you know, plan something good. Cook good, eat good.
That's right.
And, man, be thankful.
Yes.
You know, whatever you're cooking, you know, just be thankful you got something to eat.
Yes, and enjoy yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for those of you that are going to be around family, enjoy yourselves. Just take in the love. You know,
yeah.
Because this is truly a time. I mean, we should always be thankful, right?
Right, right.
But Thanksgiving, you know, we definitely need to show gratitude and love.
Right.
And so enjoy your families, enjoy your loved ones. And if it's just you and your significant other, enjoy one another.
Mm-hmm.
I know one year, E-Man, for Thanksgiving, I slept, okay? I just locked in.
I know some people do that.
Yeah, I locked in and just slept.
Oldest sister did that one time. We were trying to contact her, and she was saying, oh, I'm asleep.
And off work, listen, off work, okay, during the weekday, knocked out.
Right. And some people do that. I mean, because it's a relaxation day, you know. And, man, thank God we off for the whole week of Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
I'm off for a whole week. You know, what you rolling your eyes over there?
I'm tired-eyeing you. Off all week?
Yeah, I get to bother you a whole week now.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And it's good to see your smiling face.
Yes, well.
Throughout the day.
You won't be fine to me. I'll be in and out. But we'll be out. You know, I'm in the Dallas Independent School District. We out for that week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to enjoy Thanksgiving, enjoy family and friends, and go to the game, take you to the game so we can go out there and holler about them Dallas Cowboys.
I hope they have some nachos.
Yeah, they got some nachos. They pretty high at that, too.
That's all right. We're going to eat nachos. I'm going to eat nachos.
Well, you might. All righty.
What she gonna say?
Never mind. We just had some good teaching. I'm gonna guard my heart.
Guard your mouth and heart, huh?
Yeah, well, we want to appreciate all of you on tonight. Thank you guys for coming around over here on the E-Man After Show. This is what we do. Tell somebody about the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
Tell them to tune in each and every Sunday night. That network is We Talk Radio Network. We've been around for 13 years, mm-hmm. and still going strong. But tell somebody about We Talk Radio Network. You know, you guys can go to www.wetalkradio.com. You can listen to all the great shows. We have A Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Mm-hmm. We have Kia D Unplugged show.
Yes.
We have the K Radio show. We have Friday Night Hypes. We have Groovy Tuesday. We have so many great shows over here on We Talk Radio Network. And then we're on another network, Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, they had a big festival yesterday out at, what was that, Caldwell Center. It's all about the blues, baby. Yeah, so shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier. You guys can go over on that network just as well to listen to the Men to the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show. Coming up, the E-Man After Show, we're going on another network.
Mm-hmm.
Just the E-Man After Show. The Men to the Mentor Show won't be on, but the E-Man After Show is going on West Golden out of California.
Okay.
Yes, and we'll be giving you guys all of that information.
No, that's great.
Man, to say, what about me?
No, I did not. Listen, we have so much going
on. You can't add no more to the
We have so much going on. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, but I think that's great.
Yeah, well, the E-Man, they you know, because I pitch these shows, being the producer and pitching these shows, they want these shows. And so we're trying to work it out and make it work. That's the whole deal. It's got to fit. It's got to work. You know what I'm saying? And so some opportunities come, you know, they fit, and some opportunities come and they don't fit.
Right.
And so you have to make a decision. So we're trying to see if it's going to fit, because for one particular reason, the time zone is different.
Mm-hmm.
And we already do another show that the time zone. We all over there in Africa, you know what
we
mean?
Are.
And so it's really making the time fit now that we done went back an hour. So we're trying to work it out, but we'll let you guys know. But we want to appreciate all of you that follow the E-Man After Show and the Men to the Mentor Show. We work hard doing these shows, and God have afforded us to sit here at these microphones, and we're just appreciative.
Right.
Yes. And so, Mandy, you know, we know it's past your bedtime.
It's 12 o'clock.
It's 11:30.
No, it's 12:30.
No, it's 11:30.
12:30.
No, it's just 1 hour. In your head, it's 12:30, huh?
I'm like for Sean, though. I may not sleep, but I'm not as active. So I just like to be still, you know.
Be still.
Not a lot of talking.
And no.
Not a lot of talking.
That I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know. I'm gold.
That nothing embarrasses you, does it?
Listen, I can sing.
Nothing embarrasses you.
Listen, I got a thought for tonight. It's the E-Man thought, and we're gonna play some music on that and get ready to wrap the show up. Thank you guys for listening on tonight. Come back next Sunday night. We're giving thanks But my thought is simply this. You know, November is the month of Thanksgiving. In all things, give thanks. Be thankful.
Amen.
That's my thought for tonight. In
Amen.
All things, give thanks. Be thankful. Chew on that this week.
Chew.
And may God bless you real good, Mandy. We ready to get on up out of here. Thank you, Miss Lady from Sean, for all that you have done on tonight. You
yes,
blessed our hearts.
Thank you.
And so, Mandy, until then, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claim because I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, opening every door. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, nothing, no nothing,
nothing can separate
me
from your love
when there's so much more. Yes,
eyes haven't
seen, ears haven't heard all your plans
for me,
and nothing
can separate
me from your love. Towards the mark, cause the calling on my life is worth fighting for. And I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting. Hallelujah.
keep I have a God to glorify, a never dying soul to save and fit it for the sky, to serve in present aid, my calling to fulfill all.
For peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions 'cause we don't know why. Oh, yes. We all need you to make a way. And we all need it all falls down and there's no way out.
Yes, it's the E-Man After Show. I want to appreciate all of you coming in on tonight, that coming in on tonight to listen to the E-Man After Show. We had a great show. It's Bible study night. We had a great teaching by Lady Franchon, Tanisha Franchon Scapes. She talked to us a little bit about what kind of loser are you, you know? And we want to appreciate her on tonight. And we want to appreciate all of you that's over on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio. .com. Those of you are listening over there on the network, those of you listening on We Talk Radio Network, man, we're getting ready to sign off. We want to appreciate you. Hope you all have a blessed and productive week. Listen, always put God first. Remember, we're in the Thanksgiving season. Be thankful. In all things, give thanks. Just be thankful. Until we meet again, may God bless you real good. It is my prayer. May the Lord God bless you and keep you. May God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Until we meet again, me and Mandy are signing off. Good night, everybody. Peace.
I worship you. I worship you. For all of the things that you do. From the depths of my heart, I thank you. World.
when the game ain't even started. You never get it if you can't see it before you ever receive it. You're reaping, so it's better don't talk, but be about it.
Go ahead, yeah. Go ahead, yeah.
Wait a minute, ain't no stopping till your missy finish. Turn my mic up so the whole church can hear it. Ain't no talking about it, we about to be about it. Let's work it, we gon' work it. We gon' praise dance all up in the churches. Then we gon' rock the service all night till the pastor do a sermon. Now hop, slide, step to the right, you try. Now hop, slide, praise them all night, we fly.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.